Hiding from Love. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1892. Summer term at the fashionable Fenfold Academy for Young Ladies had ended. All sorts of vehicles were drawn up in front of the large house, waiting to convey the girls home. It always took so long for these pampered pupils to say goodbye. Isabel La Paz stood at the top of the steps, drawing on her white gloves. She was leaving Fenfold for good. Her parents in Brazil had decided that they wanted her to go to school in Rio de Janeiro and live at home. She turned to her friend, Leonora.
"Oh, Leonora, I shall miss you so much."
"I shall miss you too, Isabel. You must come and visit me one day."
"I would love to, but Brazil is a long way away."
Leonora did not add that it was far too expensive a journey for her even to contemplate, but Isabel understood.
"One day it will be possible. You will see, Leonora. Until then, I will never forget you. We have had so much fun together, haven't we?"
Isabel hugged her and then ran to her carriage. Leonora watched as the coachman helped Isabel to climb in before leaping onto his box and lashing his whip. Isabel leant from the window.
"Goodbye, Leonora,"
she waved vigorously, though her eyes were full of tears.
"Until Brazil, dear friend."
"Until Brazil," echoed Leonora without conviction. Although the day was warm, she gave a little shiver as Isabel's carriage bowled away along the wide driveway. Then went her best friend in the world. Who knew when they would meet again? There was nothing for her to do now but wait for the school trap that would take her to Stroud, where she would meet the public coach to Bristol, and from Bristol the family trap would convey her on the last lap home.
"Home," murmured Leonora. How sweetly the word home had rung in her ears, but now it carried with it a vague sense of foreboding.
Leonora's beloved papa had died 2 years before, and her world had seemed to fall apart. Edward Cressy had been a hero to his daughter. The youngest son of a minor country squire, he had refused to enter the church or join the army, as his father prescribed. Instead, he had followed his keenest interest, which was literature, and joined a publishing firm. To his family, a book was of incomprehensibly less use in the world than a garden rake or a chamber pot, so this amounted to sacrilege. They were further outraged when Edward married Lucy, who they considered beneath his station, principally because she had once worked as a governess. Squire Cressy cut him out of his will, and only his Aunt Doris felt a sneaking sympathy for the young man. When Edward and Lucy had a daughter, Leonora, Aunt Doris elected to pay the child's school fees when the time came. She had been as good as her word, and at the age of 10, Leonora had been enrolled at the exclusive Fenfold. At Fenfold, Leonora mixed with girls from far more wealthy families than her own, and yet she was never envious. Her parents were very happy together in the little house they called Cressy Cottage, and if it had not been for her desire for a good education, Leonora would have found it unbearable to leave her family each term. Then her father had died, and life was never to be the same again. Leonora's mother was left with a small pension and a little income from an investment her husband had made. For a while, she seemed to lose the will to live, and even her daughter's company brought her no solace. Fortunately, Aunt Doris, a rich widow without any children, continued to pay the fees at Fenfold. For Leonora, school became something of a refuge from the sad memories of Cressy Cottage, and she became determined to make the best possible use of her education. She continued to enjoy Fenfold, but it was always difficult on those weekends when parents were allowed to visit and take their progeny out to tea. Her parents rarely had enough money to come all the way from Broughton to see her, let alone to indulge her for an afternoon. Now, of course, her mamma never came at all. Isabel La Paz, whose parents lived so very far away in Brazil, was the only other pupil left behind at weekends, and she and Leonora became really good friends, sharing a love of books and a sense of